Welcome back to Listen to Your Heart. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Jerry's Heart.
Today's topic, Repatha, Evolokimab. Heart, why'd you pick this one?
Well, Jerry, for people who have had a heart attack, like us, diet and exercise might not be enough to lower the risk of another one.
Okay.
To help know if we're at risk, we should be getting our LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, checked, and talking to our doctor.
I'm listening.
And if it's still too high, Repatha can be added to a statin to lower our LDL-C and our heart attack risk.
Guess it's time to ask about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site.
Listen to your heart.
Ask your doctor about Repatha. Learn more at Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA.
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Women get periods every month. Not that you'd know it, because it's still somewhat taboo to mention it. Some women endure extremely painful or very heavy periods, which can be an indication of some other conditions. But again, there's a reluctance about mentioning that. The doctor, Mary Trasenicali, has been writing about this in The Independent. Mary, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Sean. How are you?
Is part of the reason about for all of this to do with doctors themselves, and that a woman can go to a doctor and saying, I'm having extremely heavy periods, for instance, and the doctor might well say, that's just the way it goes?
Well, absolutely. And we have to accept that's part of it. And that's a failing in my own profession because, you know, women aren't making this up. There's too many women out there who say, I went to my doctor and he or she said, Yara, be grand, move on. You know, you're grand, you scamp, get on, you're lucky you're getting them, you know. Now, thankfully, that outlook is changing as we're getting more educated. And possibly that's a failing of medical education, which has indeed improved over the years. For a long time, anything to do with women's stuff was brushed under the carpet and you never really spoke about it until you got to your gynae rotation for a few weeks and then was forgotten about ever again. That is changing. But that's not to say that not everybody has gotten that memo. But there's too many women out there who've had that experience. And then beyond that, again, there's a lot more women who just don't talk about it because you were kind of told from day one, yeah, that's just the way it is. It's normal. And nobody's actually taken people aside to say, actually, this might not be normal. And there could be a reason. And there's things potentially that can be done to help.
Yeah, because you think this is a matter of science rather than opinion. It could be a sign of something more serious. So you think all doctors would be aware of that.
Yeah, and like I said, it is improving and that's what should happen. But you see, first off, before you even get to the problem of potentially getting to a doctor who might not hear that message, is that we women ourselves haven't gotten that message. Like you might mention to your mother, God, my period's very heavy. I soaked through my clothes today at school. And the answer you might get is, sure, it was the same for me. It was the same for your grandmother. Same for your aunt. That's just the way it is. Deal with it. Or you mightn't mention it at all. You just think this is normal. So we have our own internal biases and stigmas and ideas and possibly a little bit of embarrassment and shyness too. It's just the culture we've been reared in. I think we're improving. I think a woman who's 20 years old today is a lot more likely to go to her doctor, say, than when I was 20. And I think that's a lot of it too. It's just that misinformation and probably a hangover from Catholic controlled Ireland where we just didn't talk about our private parts, so to speak, and what was going on. We just got on with it.
Yeah. Now, I mean, and no one would deny that might well still be a factor here, but it might periods be in a different category that it's not even, he's not talking about the body. It's a thing that many women are made to think when they're young girls, this is an extremely private thing. You don't tell anyone about this.
Exactly. I think any woman listening to this around the country, there'd be many women right now who remember when they got their first period, they were brought into a room, somebody handed them a sanitary towel and don't tell anyone now, and you just change this every few hours and that's it, and find a way to dispose of them appropriately. And it's going to happen to you once a month, every month, until you're at least 45. And the only way you get interrupted is if you get pregnant. So don't get pregnant. They won't tell you how to not get pregnant, but that's the only way this period is going to stop. And nobody might have said, and you know what, if it goes on for longer than a week, or if you're feeling weak or sick, or if you're leaking through your clothes, you know, maybe there's something going on, and then we might have to take a spin to your GP and we might have to explore why. And I suppose the message I wrote in that article was based off, I saw Jennifer Rock, the beauty entrepreneur, she spoke over the weekend, a really good interview in the Sunday Independent, about how she had to get a hysterectomy to deal with really heavy periods. But it was her normal. She didn't know any different. And so many women up and down the country have had similar experiences. And the message I wanted to get out there is that, you know, heavy periods are not normal, even if that's what you've been led to believe. And there are treatments and things that hopefully people can do to help.
Yeah, you also wrote that you'd seen evidence of this yourself. When you were in a gynecology rotation, that girls were coming in with serious blood loss.
I was so surprised. I have just seen that lucky woman who hasn't had these sufferings, thankfully, touch wood. I'm banging on my head here as I say this now. But like, I do remember being in a hospital ward, you know, a gynae ward, and coming across teenagers and figuring out very fast, the poor things, there were pale little ghosts in the bed. They had so much blood loss, they were anemic. And oftentimes they presented to the hospital because they fainted with actual lack of iron, you know, lack of hemoglobin in their system, because this was just their normal, like I said, and that's not that long ago. So this is what I mean. Young girls and young women are still suffering with this because, I don't know, maybe as doctors, we're not getting the message out there. Maybe that fault lies with us. But I do think as well, it's a societal and cultural thing, and the two things do mix up, you know, and you just kind of accept this is my lot. And they would be very sick. They would be needing maybe iron medication. Hair might be falling out, for example. If you're low on iron, it can affect your hair. But let's not forget as well, it could be a myriad of other reasons. It could be something physical going on in the inside, endometriosis, cysts, fibroids. It could be, for example, hormonal imbalances. So there are different treatments. We can give treatments, for example, to reduce the blood loss. We can give treatments maybe to manage your hormones. And some of these treatments as well also involve birth control, which can also bring another layer of complication, especially if it's a young girl. You can imagine not every parent is happy to have their child potentially be prescribed birth control. Sometimes it is the best reason, and that's why it's been offered as a potential solution. But not everyone's happy with that, because the connotations, again, that go with that. So it can be quite a minefield to navigate through. And sometimes, unfortunately, the treatment is not as simple as popping a tablet or going on some kind of medication. It's involving hospital stays. It's involving surgery, sometimes extremely extreme surgery in cases. And a lot of the time, though, it's because things have gone on too long. And that's, you know, due to a wide variety of reasons.
Yeah. I can't help but be tempted to think there are cultural factors in this. And as much now as there ever were, this is, especially women are taught or pressured to project an image of themselves as being clean. And I'm putting that in heavily inverted commas. And so though we don't mention things like periods, and even like until relatively recently, TV ads for tampons, you'd think they were to make you good at tennis. It never actually explained what it was for.
Yeah. Absolutely. And this is where I think we all have to step up, men and women, and we need to all kind of step up and acknowledge this happens in the world, and we need to create ways to make it easier for people to handle and manage, especially I think the younger cohort. I'm thinking, like, we're always talking about girls in sport, for an example, and why are all these teenagers dropping out of sport? And you're like, well, Buster, some of the reason is because you keep insisting your team wears white shorts and she's afraid she's going to bleed through. You know, or she's not getting adequate pain relief to deal with her period pain, and you're giving out to her because she's kicking the ball crooked today. You know, and you're not understanding this. That they're two very simple examples, but they're happening up and down the country and around the world. And this has an impact on a girl's overall health and her health span all throughout her life. Because if you were good at sport and you quit it at 13 because you're afraid of bleeding through your shorts, you've lost years of health benefits that are racked up by boys of your same age, you know. So it's a cultural thing. And this is what I mean, how men need to get on this train as well and just understand it. And I think, you know, gone are the days, and I hope they're gone, that, you know, the lads aren't thrown out of the class when the teacher is giving the period talk in sixth class or first year. You know, it's too late anyway. Most of the girls are menstruating at that point now anyway. And that boys are also understanding this, and that it's just a part of life like everything else. Like when you catch a cold, you get snot. When you have a period, you lose blood. It's just one of those things.
Yeah. Mary, thanks a million for speaking with us today. That was Mary Trasnini-Kelly there, a doctor, and that piece is in today's Irish Independent, I think. One texter says, I think we're still quite sensitive about anything to do with sex in general. despite us patting ourselves on our backs about how progressive we think we are. Maybe, yeah. I think, though, that, I mean, you'll see it in other countries too. There's still a kind of a let's not talk about periods. And maybe it's because it's to do with blood. I don't know. There's a kind of slight sense of ickiness towards it. Cultural changes move very slowly, says this text. So not to be too morbid about this, but we won't really be rid of this problem until people who went to school before 1990 have all died off. If even then. Oh, God. It's actually insane how we were educated about sex in the past. I'm a 48-year-old man, and to my shame, I more or less know nothing about periods until I had my first serious relationship at the age of 31, says Joe. Mary is 100% correct, says another texter. It's still referred to as your cycle or your monthly. And in hushed tones, hiding tampons to change. And someone else says, I brought my 14-year-old with a very heavy period to the GP. All the GP offered was evening primrose oil.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.